Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Eid Echad. Cheskas Isser, Eschazik Yisura, based in the Torah of Moreno Hagon, Rav Avram Yitzchak Bloch Zatzal. That the problem with Eid Echad b'Eschazik Yisura is that an Eid Echad is not believed to change what we already know. In other words, it's not that Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad. The problem is that once we already assume something to be true, an Eid Echad cannot change our assumption, our belief. That's the Yesod HaDvarim. We already had three Shiurim. That's Tamsis, Shebet Tamsis. We saw Machlokas Rishonim. If Eid Echad Ne'aman B'Dovel Shebet Erva, if an Eid Echad is believed in matters relating to erva, to sexuality, where there's no cheskas isur. If there's a cheskas isur in Eid Echad, you need shnei edim, and there's shebuchas mishnayim. What about if there's no cheskas isur? Machlokes kafi sheraynu kvar v'nira. She'asoivrim she'Eid Echad ne'aman b'chai gavne, those who hold that in Eid Echad it's believed when there's no cheskas isur, they explain that that we learn from the pasuk about bishnayim edim yokum dovo. We learn davar davar mimaman, right? That it says al pishnayim edim yakum davar, and it says lo yerucha ervas davar. So we learn davar davar mimaman. We learn from mamon that you need to edim lahakim davar, just like by mamon you need to edim, so to erva you need to edim. So that means that when you want to be change something from its cheskas hadin, that means you're coming to be mekayim a davar shebe'erva al pishnayim edim yakum davar. What does it mean to be mekayim? It means to be mekayim, you know that you have a certain assumption. It has a cheskas din. It has a certain assumption. This that the din is a certain way, and now you want to change that. So that's what it's called to be mekayim a davar shebe'erva. When you're made l'shanois davar mecheskasai. That's what it means to be mekayim, l'kayim etze, like you're giving it existence, which you didn't have before because you're changing what we knew to be true, what we assumed to be true. Aval hecha de'eno mevi l'faneinu dvar erva be'edusai, ela ba mevarim yesh kan erva olo. But let's say we don't have a cheskas erva. We're just being mevar if there is an erva or not. And also, if it's known that a woman was miskadeshes, and we don't know who was mekadesh her, so he's not coming to be mevarer. Etzem chalos din erva, we already know there's a chalos din erva. We just don't know to whom. So he's neman. And the reason we can say is that we require two edim medaber shebe'erva, we learn davar davar mimamon. In the pasuk of mamon, it says, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, so it has to be hakamas davar. There you need shnei edim. But if you're not making davar, if you're not establishing something new, then you don't need two edim. So if we don't know if this woman is an erva or not, because there's no chazaka, so we can believe him. Or we know that she was miskadeshes. He's not being make him anything new. Bishnayim made him yakum davar. Hakim davar shebe'erva is something new that we, against what we knew until now. But if it's already been established, we already know she was miskadeshes. Meaning, and now he's just mevar to who? Or we don't know if someone's an erva or not, and he establishes whether yes or no, that's not anything new. We don't know in the first place what it is. He's not being mekayim something against what we already had established. So that's the pshat and the opinion, the hesber and the opinion, that Eid Echad is ne'aman in davar shebe'erva when there's no cheskas iser. However, according to this reason, by mamon we should also say this. That we require shnei edim is only when there's a cheskas mamon, because the pasuk of al pishnayim edim yakar davar said by mamon, And from here we learn to Davashe Be'erva, and the Shmaitze was already Tameya. Shmaitze Gimel, Shmaitze Vav Perik Gimel. The Gabi Mammon, even there's no Chazak at all, Ein Erech Ha'Neman, of well-known Kash of the Shmaitze, it's very Geschmack. Shmaitze Gimel Perik Gimel. Shmaitze Vav Perik Gimel. That if we have a Shita that holds, Shitas that hold, that by Davashe Be'erva, Eirechad is Neman, if there's no Cheskas Erva, there's no Cheskas Isser. So why don't we say the same thing by Mammon, which is the source of the Limud Davar Shebe Nitureid, and we don't say that. What do we say by Davar, by Mammonis? We say by Mammonis, even if there's no Chazak at all, Ein Eid Echad Neman, even if there's no Chazak at all, Afilu She'ein Chazak a Klal, and Eirechad is not Neman, why not? If you have to say something new, change what we already know to be true. And if we're not changing something we know to be true, then one eid should be enough. And where do you see this? That an eid echad is ne'aman. That an eid echad is not ne'aman, even if there's no chazaka. You see this from the Bakante Gemara, Gemara Yidua Bav Mitzi B'Dav Chofches, that you have two people lost in Aveda, and both of them bring simonim, and one of them brings an eid echad, yaniach. You let it be. So why is that? There's no chazaka here. Neither of them have a chazaka. And one of them has an eid echad, but zelo maspik. Mizeh ochiach hashmaitze sheafilu shebedover shebe'er v'af agav daleka chazaka misnagedes ledvored mekom mekom eino ne'aman. So from here he wanted to bring his proof. Not like the shita that eid echad is ne'aman if there's no cheskas iser. He says no. And eid echad is a ne'aman if there's no cheskas iser. Just like by Mammonis. And with this he explains the Ran in Gittin in Perik Skabel 30a, Midape Arif. If a person says to a Shliach, Seva Kadesh Li Isha, Ve'en Yadua Eze Kidesh, Kosev Aran, Shemidina, Ein HaShliach Ne'aman, Batzai Rasei Dechod, Mishum Dahavi Vadai Dober Shebe'erva, ואף אגב דהסם לא עשך זה כיסורי. תקיים דווד הקידי שאחס, ולא נדע איזו היא, אבל אי דובר שבער ולא מהם אין עד אחד, אפילו אם לקח חזוק. So, somebody says to his שליח, that I want you to בקדש a woman for me, and we don't know who he was Mekadesh. The Ran says, Medina, the Shliach is not believed, B'Toyras Eid Echot, to say who the lucky girl is. You know, the Maisa. There was a guy in Shul, he's speaking to his friend, and he says, yeah, my daughter had two boys who were interested in marrying her, David and Michael. So his friend said, who's the lucky guy? So he said, David's the lucky guy, Michael's marrying her. Anyway, that's just a joke. So the guy says to his shliach, go and be Mekadesh in Isha. And he doesn't know who he was. We don't know. It's not known who he was Mekadesh. So the Ran says, he's not Neman. The shliach is a Neman to say who the lucky guy is. Because he's a Davar Shebe'er, even though there's no Cheskas Iser. Right? In other words, we know he's not changing any Cheskas Iser. We know that he was Mekadesh somebody, that we know. We just don't know which one. So it's a Davar Shebe'erva, and an Eid Echad is not believed to say who, even if there's no Chazaka. You see that an Eid Echad is not believed, but Davar Shebe'erva, afilu b'dileka cheskas iser, and so writes the Soretz Rebbe Kiva Eger in the famous Tshuva that we keep quoting in our Eid Echad Shiurim, in Simen Kuf Chof Dalid. כמו השייב שמייץ, אבל מדברי הרן בקידושין, יש רן בקידושין, בדף חוב זין עומד א' מדפי הריף, לגבי קידשתי את ביתי, ואיני יודע למי קידשתיה. I was Mekadesh my daughter, and I don't know who I was Mekadesh her to. And one person comes and says, Ani kidashtiha. I was Mekadesh, your daughter. So the Ran writes, he's Neman to say this. Mishum sheyadua sheneskat shel echad. it's known that somebody was Mekadesh, so we believe this man. So he's not being Motzi Michezkosa. Since he's not being Motzi Michezkosa, we know she's Miskadesh. We just don't know who the lucky gentleman is. So he says, I'm the lucky gentleman. So you see that an Eid Echod is Ne'aman B'davar Shebe Erva Hechid La Yischazek Yisure V'Kvar Tama B'Tshuvat Rabbi Akiva Eger Shedivrei Haran B'Gitin Sotrim L'Dvarav B'Kidushin. Moray B'Rabotai, יש לנו סתירה גלויה בדברי הר"ן. שמתקדש עוד הר"ן אמר שאם מישהו שלח שליח לקדש אישה ולא ידוע למי קידש אותה, רק שהוא קידש אותה אבל לא ידוע מי הסובייקט של הקידושין, אז הדין הוא שלא מאמינים לו להצביע על מישהו מסוים. ואילו מדברי הר"ן בקידושין רואים לא ככה, כי הר"ן בקידושין כותב שאם אדם אמר שקידשתי את ביתי, and we don't know who he was mekadesh to, and somebody says I was mekadesher, I am the lucky man, so the R"ן says he's believed because there's no cheskas iser. So he's not speaking against the chazaka. Here the Eid Echad, the one person is believed. So do we believe one person to say who she married, or do we not believe? Kach iksha Ran, kach iksha Rabbi Akiva Eir, b'tshuva al stirat divrei Haran. Aval, lafi ma shebiyarnu, shetam ha'evdel, b'en ischazek isura o lo, eino mishum shechazaka machrat keneged Eid. מה אנחנו מסבירים, אהוביי? אנחנו מסבירים שההבדל, ההפרש, כמו שכותב רבנו, בין אסחזק איסורה או לא אסחזק איסורה, אינו משום שהחזקה מכרעת כנגד עד. It's not פשט. The reason is אסחזק and not אסחזק is that the chazaka, chazaka is stronger than one aid. No. But rather, משום שהכלל שאין דבר שבערבו פוחס משניים הוא רק בהקומס דובר שבערבו. What does it mean אין דובר שבערבו פוחס משניים? You need to be making something new, something against what we knew, with a K. Something new with an N, starting with an N, against what we knew with a K. It has to be הקומס, you have to be making a דבר ערבו. That's why אין דובר שבערבו פוחס משניים. So according to this we can be מתארץ, דברי הר"ן אהדודי. דהוסם גבי אומר לשלוחו צי וקדיש לי. דוב לי סופק אם נזכת שזו או אחרת. אם כן הרי בא להעיד על חלות דין ערבה, דין ערבה שחל באישה זו. When he says to his שליח, be מקדיש a girl for me. And it's a סופק, it was it this girl or was it another girl? So he's being made on the חלויס דין ערבה, that's חל on this woman. And even though there's no chazaka that says there is edus, since Mimanov Shach, there is one woman who is no longer in her chazaka, now she's in erva. Nevertheless, there's edus b'davashe b'erva. Because sof, we didn't know that this woman had a din eshes ish. And now there's an edus mechudeshes, there's something new of being making davashe b'erva. We're doing something new over here. We're overturning what we knew before. Beforehand, we had her pegged as a single girl. Maybe her name is Peggy. And now we have her pegged as a married girl, or as a married woman. Girls are singles are girls, and marrieds are women. Even though, very often you have single women who are not girls anymore, they're much older than girls. And sometimes you have married women who are very young like girls, you know. It's the way it goes, especially in our community over here, Eretz Yisrael. Girls get married 18, 19, 20, 21. That's not so old. Baruch Hashem. Kein yirbu smachos v'am Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so when he says that I was Mekadesh, this and this woman, we're taking this woman, and we're making her from being a not Erva to an Erva. He's being making a davar sheba erva. אבל באומר קידשתי אסביתי, ואיני יודע למי. So he says, listen, I was Mekadish my daughter, and I don't know who I was Mekadish her to. And somebody says, אני קידשתי ה... כיוון שאינו בא להגיד דין חודש של ער ולאה, שרי ידוע לנו שחל על הדין ער דדי אישוס, אז הם מספקים לנזקת שלא מזכת, לא מקבים מזכת אשתה בבר, ועצה גבלד, ועדו, זה גבלד, גבלד. רבוי סייד, יהיר החילוק, that in this latter case, when he says, as Mekadish my daughter to somebody, they don't know who, and then somebody steps forward and he says, I'm the man. So why can we believe him? Because he's not overturning anything new. We already have her pegged as an erva. So he's not being mechadish any new erva. He's just telling us who the who ervaized her, who made her into an erva. But he's not mechadish the fact that she is an erva, and mechadish the fact that she is a married woman. So we can believe him. Who can we not believe? We cannot believe the person says, I don't know. The Eid Echad was told to be Mekadish here, and he says, yeah, I was Mekadish. I was Mekadish that girl. Oh, in other words, taking a girl who we know, we don't know to be a married woman, and now we're making her into a married woman. Zekvar Eid Echad Eino Neman. Because now he's making a Dvar Erva. He's establishing some new Erva. But in this case, in the latter case, where the father says, Mekadish, my daughter, she's already an Erva. We just don't know to who. There he's not being mekayim, he's not being making mitvah erva. Advarim meir, amar baraboisai, yesh od derech liyashev at hastira baran, v'ze ha'tafkid shelanu, bezrat Hashem, b'ma she'ani agish, b'pam haba'a, bezrat Hashem, in the next offering. And I just wish us a bracha, that we should always learn b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol, and we should be zocha lomod olam ilishma blas kol de v'sam torso v'yahava. Amen v'amen, b'li neder namshich. Ani modeh lechem me'od shehezantem. Shalom, shalom.